Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? All right, now rural Australia receives $820,000 funding boost. We're awarded a grant for the Yakaba Head Restoration Stabilisation Project and fire breaks in Pindama Project in New South Wales. We're going to catch up a yarn with Jenny Parkers, Operations Connecting Communities Australia Project Lead, and we've got Jenny on the line. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Jenny?
I'm in Sydney at the moment.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, congratulations. Money's a tool. We have some money at the table. Fantastic. Yeah. And we're talking Rural Australia receives $820,000 funding boost. So tell us about the movement going forward.
So I work for a charity called Connecting Communities Australia, and we've teamed up with the Mid-Coast Council, which is just north of Sydney.
Yes.
And there's an area that's of high significance to local Indigenous people. It's a spit of land, and it has a bold part at the end, the headland.
Yes.
And it's got lots of different habitats on there. So it's got grasslands, coastal heath, it's got some rainforest, and it's also got a lot of weed-infested area and some bare sand where it's been affected by the weather and the winds and by four-wheel driving, unfortunately. The project, basically, is to restore these dunes so that the headland doesn't become an island.
Fantastic. And, of course, we'll have our First Nation people, traditional owners, at the table?
Yes, we do. Mm. They're from the Tide Group, which is the Tari Indigenous Development and Enterprise Group.
Fantastic. And what sort of work are we talking about there in regarding looking after country?
Well, Tide have agreed to send three or four of their rangers across, and we're going to work with them for 2 or 3 days. We still need to do a scope of works to get the exact details, and we're going to take some volunteers in to work alongside the rangers, and we'll be looking at doing things like removal of the weeds, some bitu bush, some ground asparagus and lantana, and then we're going to be putting in wind fences and some brush matting and dune protection for the, fencing for the dunes.
Yes.
And then finally in go some native plants, and they're actually coming from a local Indigenous nursery that works with the Tide Group. So it's really cool project.
So we're talking about opportunities for First Nation employment, but also procurement in regard to supporting First Nation businesses at the table as well.
Yeah. So we've got businesses and a volunteer group, and it's an awesome thing. It's very circular, this project.
Fantastic. We're talking young and old. We're talking male and females.
Yes.
Which creates a nice platform, doesn't it?
I'm not sure about the rangers, but the volunteers are going to be people who are interested in working in that project.
Yes.
Sometimes we take corporate volunteers, but this one, because it's such a cool project, I think it'll be people who are really keen to go and help on that.
Yeah, Jenny, fantastic. Well, like I said, money's a tool. We've got money at the table. Use the tool and create a beautiful space looking after country and having First Nation people front and centre. Fantastic. Jenny, good talking with you, and big shout-out to your team there.
Thanks very much.
We'll keep in touch, my dear. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
a beautiful yarn. Jenny Parks, her name is, project lead at the Connecting Communities Australia, and Rural Australia receives $820,000 funding boost. And we're talking about the grant was awarded for their Yakaba Head Restoration, Stabilisation Project and Fire Breaks in Pindamar Project in New South Wales. So having First Nation people at the table front and centre, having also job opportunities for our young ones and our middle-aged and our elders, fantastic, but also procurement, supporting Indigenous business. Could have the opportunity, we're talking about, well, a nursery, for example, at the table regarding planting the trees and the trees that and plants that are of that area. So that's fantastic. Rejuvenating is the word I was looking for. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And then get something off your chest. All ears here. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's yarn up strong, mob, here on National Talk Black.
Born in the river lane, born of her mother into her mother's hands. She was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. What could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet.
Better. Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakatjana Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Gonna go catch the night, Jason Nordfield, and you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a time.
Jack said, now Bandura says, baby blind, boxed her world, Jow and young man, yet she fought, showed her boy and girl, Larrakia world. How am I supposed to carry on? It's my turn, but something's wrong. How I cry. Must they always win, the greedy and few? I am mangroves, I've been told, through me salty waters flow, this is me. Powerful his hands, deep his tracks in sand, far Rupert's land. Will I ever be that grand? Days. I'm caught in their maze, everything they are, so threatening, all for vanity. I look for that space in my mind, search for that long ago time, when the earth was well and free, balance had peace, dream time was law, and nobody was wash of the waves, and where we went and came, and what to do and say. No one was put away for living their way.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Out for them, my name, come.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Aunty Rita Mills with Blue Mountain here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Look at headlines for the news here, ABC News, A Moment of Truth, recording a country's painful past. This is by Bridget Brennan and Ali Russell and Kate Ashton. And the statement's here, on a quiet patch of her farm in Gippsland, Elizabeth Balderstone walks through dry grass towards a creek bank as the wind rustles the gum leaves that flank over one side of the water. And her friend, Uncle Russell Mullet, walks alongside her towards a dark bend in the creek. He paused to call out to the spirits in Gunai Kunai language, spotting a superb fairy wren, one of his mob's totem animals. This spot just downhill from Elizabeth's home is a place where unspeakable horror. It was here in 1843 that dozens of Aboriginal people were shot dead by white settlers in a rampage known as the Warrigal Creek Massacre. A major investigation is underway, and Australian first unearthed long-buried history hidden from the national narrative. It's called Yuruk, the Wemba word for truth. This truth-telling inquiry has sent years collecting testimony from hundreds of First Nations and non-Indigenous people, revealing the scale of atrocities and the failure of governments to recognise with the past. Victoria's Yuruk Justice Commission is not a criminal investigation. It won't bring charges or punish those who benefited. It has answered the call of our communities who have wanted to finally document the crimes of the past, such as what happened at Warrigal Creek. So there lies the investigation in regard to moving forward with that space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Like I said, we're live at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. All right, now Closing the Gap, dashboard update. New Closing the Gap data shows a focus on priority reforms by governments need to see a real improvement. The latest update of the Productivity Commission's Closing the Gap dashboard, which measures progress towards the National Agreement on Closing the Gap, adds a new year of data for 8 of the 19 targets and 15 of the supporting indicators. This update shows a number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people in prisons increasing by 15% 2023-24, and this represents further worsening of outcomes against the target. The number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people in prison is now increased 30% since 2019, the baseline. Look, with that, we can catch up a yarn now with Selwyn Button, Commissioner, and talk about this space. Selwyn's on. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jeff.
Good, good. Thank you. Where are you based, Selwyn?
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane. All right. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we as First Nation people sound like a broken record when we're talking about closing the gap. There's still a lot of work to be done in this space, Selwyn.
Yeah, there is. And the latest data shows us that there is a little bit of progress, but certainly still a lot more work to be done.
Like I just mentioned figures there regarding prison Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people in prisons, and increased by 15% since 2023-24. So from last year, has now increased over to 30% since 2019. So that example is widening.
Yeah, so look, the incarceration rates are definitely an issue. And there's a couple of things that have contributed to that. One is the overall population of our mob across the country has actually increased. So we've seen about a 25% increase in the overall population due to the new census count. So in 2021, there was a census. And so those census figures have been input into the system now. So we've seen an increase in the population, but we've also then seen the increase in incarceration rates. So there is still plenty of work to do. We do need to make sure that we're focusing on doing the right things to reduce some of those.
The update also shows the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children continue to over-represent in child protection. When you look at nationally in 2024, the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children ages 0 to 17 years in and out of home care was 50%, that's per 1,000 children. And 2024 last year, the same as rate as in 2023, it's an increase of 47.3% per 1,000 children in 2019. So that gap's widening as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it really comes down to some of the stuff we've talked about with government agencies over the last couple of years, and certainly since the inception of the Close the Gap National Agreement in 2020, is that the efforts to start focusing on reducing the targets needed to happen in 2020.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is there's a delay in the sense of when government agencies are really hitting their straps and picking up the game in respect of new funding programs, in respect of co-designing initiatives with community, in ensuring that we're having more local community-led solutions to some of these issues. Those things didn't start when the agreement kicked off. And because there's a delay in when initiatives have been started, what we're seeing is now is that the ongoing targets are also continuing to increase. What we should have been doing is making sure that right at the beginning of the process, we started implementing those initiatives and started working with community right from the beginning. We would have then started to see a reduction of those things over time.
Exactly. And then we look at the rate of suicide among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as well, 30.8 per 100,000 people. This is the highest rate over the period from baseline year 2018. So even this space, which is a sad space in regarding suicide, that gap's widening there as well.
Yeah, look, it is widening. And again, it's about working with community, and what we're encouraging governments, based on the latest data and the information we're seeing, we're encouraging government agencies to have conversations with local communities about more community-led solutions. We know that more community-based solutions are going to be the things that may have an impact on things like suicide rates. We do know that a lot of our mob don't like going to hospital. It's still an issue that exists in our community. But what's those community-led solutions that actually starting to identify what are the community interventions, what's the early intervention practices that we need to pick up in the first place, and how do we make sure that those things are happening right across the board?
Well, exactly. And when we're talking about the so-called data, I mean, if you look at it, someone, we're well aware, numbers don't lie. So there's the numbers, the gaps are there, you know. And when you look at the Australian government, when they do surveys or do data, they find so-called gaps and then they fill those gaps, and money is the tool to do that. So, and it's not an expense. We're talking about investment here, aren't we, someone?
Yeah, it is. It is, and that's what we're encouraging. We're encouraging governments, because it is part of the commitment that exists already in the National Agreement. The priority reforms focus on a couple of things. One of those important ones is about investing in community control organisations and building capability. The other one is about transforming government agencies internally. And if we focus on those two, which are priority reform 2 and 3, we will see some traction, because we do need governments to invest more in community-led solutions, and we do need to get governments to do things differently. The business-as-usual approach just isn't working.
Yep. And here we are, Yanni, on National Talk Black, and the government do listen to our conversation. So there it is. And look, thank you for sharing. Sowen, all the best to your team. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother, and we'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks, Trev. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Sowen Button, his name is Commissioner. Closing the Gap dashboard update. And new Closing the Gap data shows focus on priority reforms by governments need to see real improvements. And that's all facets when we're talking about employment, we're talking about education, housing, you know, health, all the above, gaps everywhere. And like I said, we sound like broken records. So work, a lot of work needs to be done. And so, government, you're listening, yes, act on it. When we see numbers down like so, like I said, there's no expense, it's investment, and we need to close the gap. And here we are in the 21st century, 2025. Things don't change if things don't change. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Have you say. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Having your say here on National Talk Black, a yarn, big yarning circle, and do utilise it. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And we're based at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7FM. And ready for your yarn, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you Bob. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our deadly sister, Mabel Gibson, author of her book Crybaby. Crybaby is a debut collection of micro memoirs which chronicles the artistic growth of Mabel, moving across their distinct landscapes of Albany, Geraldine, and Perth. And these short autobiography stories chart Melbourne's life. This is Mabel's first flash memoir by a First Nation writer published in Australia, a deeply emotional and coming-of-age story. With that, we're going to have a yarn with Mabel Gibson. Mabel, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where are you based, Mabel?
Right now I'm in Perth. Western Australia, but my family and my mob is from Geraldton, sort of way, like Mullawar.
Good. And a big shout out to your mob, and thank you for coming to the program. Congratulations. So tell us about Crybaby, and you being the author.
Yeah, so it's like a collection of like short memoir, so micro memoir, and like each piece is like 250 words probably average.
Yeah.
So really short, like little moments of life. It's mostly about my struggles with identity and sort of like the unfixed nature of identity and how it's constantly changing as you kind of figure it out as you're growing up. My struggles have a lot to do with my family being part of the Stolen Generation and just that sort of like broken part of our identity that kind of resulted from that. It's also just about growing up in Australia without like sort of
identity. You could say. And when you look at it, Mabel, like I said, once again, congratulations. This story will register with a lot of our mob because of colonization, because of removal from country and what have you. There's a lot of our mob still lost their connection and their ID. So this will register with a lot of people. And it's, we are storytellers, and you're telling your story and using book, being an author, to do so.
Yeah.
So very, very important. And then it sort of it soothes you. It's good spiritual connection for yourself as well, telling the story, yes?
Yes, yes, definitely. And I think, like, that in writing the stories, you can see, even though we sort of lost our part, some part of our identity through the Stolen Generations and things like that, that you can still see that, underlying, you can still kind of see my identity as a First Nations person, whether I kind of knew it or not, because even though it tried to be, like, taken off us,
yes,
it was still existence still there.
It is, of course. On a personal level, how are you traveling in that space? Are you making connection? Are you joining the dots for your own story?
Yeah, I think I am. Cool. I think, especially when writing, I realized how important my connection to country and family is.
Yes. And doing that, by doing that and then telling your story, it just gives people hope, you know what I mean? Look, beginning's half done, and the fact that you've started that journey, joined the dots, connections and what have you, the oil always rises to the top. The truth will be told, and it'll come to the surface, so to speak. And look, it is fantastic. And so with Crybaby being your debut as such, how many stories are you looking at continuing with the micro memoirs?
I'm really hoping that for micro memoirs specifically, I can actually kind of do a bit of collaborating with some other family members, like my dad and possibly my pop, to get their kind of life story onto the page as well. Because even though they have beautiful, like, oral stories, unfortunately, in the Western world, they're not always listened to, and it would be really nice to have it on something like paper. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I said, well, once again, congratulations. It's powerful. Is the book out now? Can we purchase it, or how do we go about it?
Yes. You can purchase it on nightparrotpress.com.
Good. Fantastic. Oh, well, good yarning with you. Continue your journey in more ways than one. Thank you, Mabel Gibson, and so proud of you. And like I said, you will be registering with a lot of people who are in that same situation. But stand strong, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Thank you so much. I'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adelia there. Her name is Mabel Gibson, Crybaby, author of the book Crybaby and a debut collection of micro-memoirs, which chronicles the artistic growth of Mabel, her life, and not knowing her identity, and traveling through the landscapes of Albany, Geraldine and Perth to find her connection. And a lot of stories like that out there. Don't worry about that. And here we have another avenue, you could say, to speak, reading the book and empower you to go and join your dots. And that's what she's doing. So fantastic. Do check it out, Crybaby. It's out now by Mabel Gibson. Google it and support this sister, but also support your journey as well, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. I'm about to sign off, you mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Have your saying Yana strong, but 24/7 you can text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly. Thank you.
favorite cousin Eddie. Fish weren't biting, kids were fighting. Then I felt a jiggle and a wiggle on my line. Straight away I started hauling. Somebody started calling. Arms caught a big fish, come look see. Then a pile of plastic popped up at me.
The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump, floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver wanna cry. Flip-flops from Indonesia, Pringle cans from Polynesia, cartons of coke, coils of rope,
all the way from Malaysia, Singapore and Siam,
Eskies from New Guinea, bombing in a sunken dinghy, boots in brine, balls of twine, tangle and tangle like my fishing line.
The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump, floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver wanna cry.
Hook, line and plastic is really unfantastic. Hook, line and plastic, you can't keep elastic. Hook, line and plastic
makes an old diver wanna cry. Up and down in endless motion, turtles gagging, dugongs dragging,
birds aren't flying but they keep on trying. The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump, floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver want. Wanna cry. Glad my diving days are over. Today I wouldn't be in clover. Early beds might be dead. I'd be harvesting rags and rubbish bags. When I was young and energetic, life wasn't so frenetic. The sky was blue, the sea was too. Now everything is floating with a plastic coating.
The ocean.
Hey, commerce, what is that rubbish brought in the water?
Papa Dati.
Wow, Nina Dati.
Those canned fish are good cats. I never looked up at one before.
I don't want a caca plastic. I want a caca fish. When I've been small girl, we used to catch proper fish, not elastic fish.
Wow, we became a proper fish before time.
Well, no good fish. You can't barbecue that plastic. I've been fishing a min a long time. Now we're catching plastic. How
come? Makes an old diver want to cry.
Makes an old diver
want to cry. And the light. Here and the light in your eyes. octopus plays, changing colors.